Hey, it's Bethany here with Dialed In. I'm so happy that you're listening today. Before we hop into this episode, I wanted to let you know about a new resource for this new decade. It is the Action Takers Resource Guide. So I know from experience that it can be so hard to know where to start. When you're thinking about making a change in your life, you know it's going to be uncomfortable and you know that it's going to take some time and dedication. And sometimes there's just so much information out there that it's hard to narrow down and choose a focus. So I've done that for you. In this resource guide, there's a complete list of all different kinds of things and ways for you to start. So here's how I want you to use this. Go to my website, bethanyclem.com. Simply enter your name and email. You get an immediate download of this resource. You can print it out. You can have it on your computer, but it takes you through all different steps to get to know yourself better. There's a list of podcasts that you can get plugged into. There are a huge amount of books here that you can start reading to help change your life. And there's even tools that can help you stay organized, among other things. Now, just pick one area. Just simply pick one area that appeals to you that you think, you know what, I could work this in to my daily routine, or I could work this into my routine 2 or 3 days a week. Pick one, get started. I'd love to hear how it goes. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how you like the resource. And I can't wait to see how this year is amazing for you. All right, we'll get to the episode. Until next time, take action, live big, and enjoy Dialed In. Hey everyone, it's Bethany. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. It's just you and me and the microphone today. And I just got back from talking with three groups of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders at our local middle school about failing forward. And I thought, as I was leaving the school, that these are things, these principles that we talked about are a great reminder for me. And I thought maybe it would be a great reminder for you too. So I'm going to touch on a few of the things that I shared with these great kids today. They were so much fun. Some of the kids that maybe weren't engaged in the beginning really got into it as we dove into the thinking behind us believing that we are failures and that is not true, that the stories that we tell ourselves really matter and they make a difference. And if there was anything that I wanted to get across to these kids, it was that everyone struggles with not feeling enough. And if you're a listener today and you have never heard that before, I just want you to know that everyone struggles with insignificance, with not feeling good enough in one or more areas of their life. And that feeling never goes away. It's just part of being human. The trick is being able to navigate it successfully by asking yourself, is this the truth or is this my truth or is this my story? And so we're gonna dive into a little bit of this today as it pertains to failing forward. And failing forward is just a term that describes what successful people do. There's no successful person out there that's ever made it without being able to fail well, to fail forward. You need to be the faster getter-upper, sometimes physically, if you're playing sports or you're in a race, and other times mentally, you've got to be the faster getter-upper. We all fall down. If you're not falling down, then you know what? You're not trying. And you're probably stuck in your comfort zone, and I would suspect you're feeling pretty miserable. When we're not reaching for our potential, you guys, we play small. And when you play small, we cope with things that aren't healthy. And this is not an area I dove into today with the middle schoolers, but I'm going down that path here. We cope by pain-killing social media, food, alcohol, drugs, affairs, unhealthy relationships, coping mechanisms that don't serve us well, you name it. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what you're thinking has to do with failing well today. But if you're struggling with unhealthy coping mechanisms or addictions, seek out someone ahead of you. Seek out someone that has some resources to help you. There is hope. There's hope for change, no matter how old you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what's happened to you. I promise you, you are built with potential inside, and I believe in you. All right. So some questions I asked the kids today at school, I actually made them like stand up and hold an arm up and turn around and do all kinds of things as we were talking because, well, I wanted them to be engaged. But here's some of the questions. Have you ever lost at something where you wanted to win? And of course, everybody stood up on this one. Have you ever felt stupid when you were wrong? Have you ever wished that you could have a do-over? And have you ever felt like you weren't allowed to fail? Today in one of the classes, there was a girl that shared that she felt like she wasn't allowed to fail when it came to her grades. And a couple of years ago in school, she'd been struggling and she came home and had a C on her report card and her dad yelled at her. And she had tried her best, but there were just some things that she didn't quite get. And it made her feel like it wasn't okay for her to fail. And I couldn't dive into it in class with her, but boy, my heart hurts for her. And her parents are trying to teach her high standards and how to succeed. But at the same time, her fear of not being able to fail can also promote unhealthy behaviors. So don't have time to get into that today, but my heart hurt for her. So I talked about how I failed at math when I was in school. And I didn't fail as in get Fs, but I barely skirted by with math. And it was because I didn't believe in myself enough to ask questions because I thought I was stupid. And I thought if I asked questions, that it would just show everybody how stupid I was. And I was in a math class where I had a teacher that would call on us at random. So you never knew when you were going to be called on. And sometimes when he called on us, we had to go to the front of the room and solve a problem. And I spent the entire classroom petrified that he was going to call on me because I wasn't getting it. And every time he did call on me, I felt stupid. And most of the time, I didn't get a question right. And because I didn't believe that I was smart, and then I was not doing well in math, it just potentiated that belief. So you think something about yourself, it causes an emotion, you act on that emotion, which validates the thinking, and it goes in a vicious cycle. And you guys, I was stuck in that cycle for years, believing that I was stupid, and I'm not. And I would bet neither are you. In fact, all of us have potential to learn. None of us are born stupid. We all have potential to learn and grow. And it took me a lot of years to discover that. I had to actually end up going through some remedial math courses before I was allowed to enter nursing school. But would you believe that once I got in there and I had a little more self-worth at that point, a little more feelings of improved self-image, that I felt confident enough to ask questions, and my teacher was amazing, and I got A's in all those classes. And so I shared that story with them to give them hope that knowing that they're not probably going to be good at everything, and that's okay. They do their best and they fail well, and they don't be frozen by the fear of failure. I wanted them to not be afraid to ask questions and not be afraid to try things. So I shared that story. So something else we talked about is how consistency compounds. So when you fail and you're the faster getter-upper, you turn that around, you don't wallow in it, and you stay consistent about being a trier by keep moving forward and keep trying, how that consistency compounds and those efforts cultivate success. I shared about Thomas Edison and how when he was trying to figure out how to create the light bulb, that he had 10,000 tries that didn't work. And somebody asked him, how does it feel to be a 10,000 time failure? And he's like, I'm not a failure. I just know 10,000 ways it won't work. I just haven't gotten to the point that it will. Isn't that an amazing attitude in regards to failure? So we talked about failing forward and how there are three key factors that will help you fail forward really well. Number one is taking responsibility. Number two is being teachable. And number three, which I think is the most important, is monitoring your thoughts. So taking responsibility, we talked about in regards to choosing your response. So acknowledging when you've messed up, being okay with saying that you've made a mistake, asking for help when you need it, not making excuses, and not blaming people. It was so cool when I asked the students what taking responsibility looked like every time they said, don't blame others. And I love that they know that. That wasn't even something that was even on my mind when I was that age. I was so busy feeling weird and oily and awkward and too tall and I didn't fit in that I didn't even know to think about those things. And I love that immediately they went to that. We talked about how when you blame others, that you give up your power to grow. You can't be blaming and be growing at the same time. You've got to choose. What do you want? Where do you want to go? So, in regards to being teachable, we talked about always looking for what you can learn. So yes, you messed up, admitting your mistakes, but now instead of why did this happen to me or why was I so stupid or why did I do that, how about what? What did I learn? What can I improve? What can I be better at? Teachable people have a positive attitude towards learning. They also are people that are willing to take a long, hard look in the mirror and see things for what they are. How am I contributing to my outcomes? What thoughts am I thinking that are driving my emotions, that are driving my behavior, that are getting the results in my life? And teachable people listen when people care about them and speak into their lives. This school district today that I was at, it's pretty amazing. It's very small. The town itself is only like 800 people. And so there's, 27 to 50 kids in each entire grade. And so the class sizes are small and the teachers, they know these kids. They're connected to these kids. And it's amazing to see that from an outside perspective. Like they know their families, they know their struggles. The kids today weren't afraid to speak up about things that they're struggling with at home. One student even said in regards to responsibility that he's the one, he's in eighth grade, and he's the one that gets his whole family up every morning and gets his mom out of bed to have her bring him to school. And nobody made fun of him or looked down on him because of that, at least not while I was in the room. He felt safe in that environment to share. And I actually talked about that with the students, about how fortunate they are to be surrounded by people and teachers and staff at the school that know them and care about them. And my kids happen to be new students at this school this year. And within the first 3 weeks of school, my son, he's in eighth grade also, he went to school and he wasn't feeling well. And he came home after school and he said, Mom, three teachers today pulled me aside and asked me if I was okay. And I've never had that happen before. And I just thought that was absolutely incredible. And I love that after just 3 weeks of being there, they knew something was wrong. They could see that something was wrong. And I'm not saying that you have to be in a small school to be able to do this. And even looking outside of school, we have the opportunity to see people every day. And this is so not related to failing forward, but if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know sometimes I go down a rabbit hole, and I think this one is worth going down, so stick with me here. We need to be able to see people where they're at, whether you're checking out at the grocery store, looking someone in the eye, really asking them how they're doing and meaning it and waiting for an answer. Seeing people and their struggles and helping them. My sister, talks to me about how she will be at the grocery store and she'll see a mom with young kids and trying to get groceries in the car. And if she has the opportunity and it doesn't feel weird, she will encourage her. And she'll even help her get the groceries in the car if the opportunity comes up. And I think that's amazing. It takes effort to not be so consumed with our own lives and what we're doing in our busy schedule to be able to see people. And the teachers at this school are doing an amazing job of that. So, all right, moving on here. When you are not teachable, it puts a limit on your life. So, well, another way of saying this is you will never outperform your beliefs. So if you're trying to do something, but your belief system says you can't, you'll never make it. Because whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. I think Henry Ford said that. And it's true. You can't outperform your belief system. So when you're not teachable, that means you're not growing. So you're putting a lid on your level of success. So be responsible, be teachable. And the third one is monitoring your thoughts. So I looked this up before I went into the classroom. And there are several different studies about how many thoughts you have a day. And so I had the kids guess, and there were all kinds of guesses. But the number of thoughts that we have per day is estimated to be between 50 and 72,000, which means about 3,000 thoughts per hour. And when we talked about this with the kids, it was like, mind blown. They were like, oh my goodness. And I said, well, think about it. So you're sitting in your chair, you're thinking about what you had for lunch, what you're doing next classroom, when the bell's going to ring. Maybe you want to know how fast you can get out of here because you're bored. And of course, they all laughed. Maybe you're wondering what you're going to wear to school tomorrow, or if your parents will be home after school, or if you're going to do okay on the test you have next hour. Your mind is going 100 directions. So you have so many thoughts. And I talked with them about how they have the option and the choice and the power to navigate those thoughts, to choose wisely the stories that they're telling themselves. When I was in middle school, I mentioned earlier that I didn't have a strong level of belief in myself. My essential beliefs were that I was stupid, that I wasn't going to do anything great in life because I lived in a trailer and I just needed to understand my place in the world, that I was ugly and I didn't have anything to offer, and that I just needed to basically play small. And of course, I didn't know that then, but all of the stories that I told myself in my head reflected that. And I loved that I got to share this with the kids today. And I'm not saying that out of, ooh, look at me, pat me on the back, but I got to be vulnerable with them. Because you see, when I was in middle school and I walked down the hallway, I was taller than a lot of the kids, and I was gangly, and I was awkward, and I felt just like I wasn't enough. And so everything I saw reflected that. Not because that was the way it was, but because it was the story that I told myself. So if I said hi to someone and they didn't say hi to me, I would immediately think, okay, of course they didn't say hi to me. I'm so ugly. Or if I would go to sit by someone and there wasn't room, of course there's not room because they know that I'm stupid. Or I'd raise my hand in class and the teacher wouldn't see it. It was because I wasn't worth it. And of course I wasn't necessarily aware that I was thinking these things. Otherwise, maybe I would have done something about it. But it was just my subconscious going 100 miles an hour, 3,000 thoughts an hour, and just looking for ways to validate my belief. And so I taught the kids today how to change those beliefs. But first, you have to be aware of what you're talking to yourself about. And then you get to decide if what you're saying to yourself is true or if it's a story that isn't serving you. So we talked about how the conversations that you have with yourself are the most important conversations that you will ever have, and that you need to be kind to yourself. And what you tell yourself about what you can do, your mind believes is true. So be sure that you're telling yourself good things. And to make sure that if you're making up a story in order to make sense of the world, that you're making up a good one. Because I promise, when you're in middle school and you're walking down the hallway, nobody is thinking those things that you think that they're thinking. They're too busy wondering what everybody else is thinking about them. So it was pretty interesting to see reactions to that and ahas for some of these kids. And just the whole idea of your thoughts driving your emotions that drive your behavior that create your results was new to a lot of the kids. And so we kind of went over that in a few different ways and talked about how you're responsible for your life, that you aren't responsible for everything that happens to you, but you're responsible for what happens in you, and that anybody can have a big life. So I hope this served you well today. Three steps for living big in regards to failing forward, taking responsibility, being teachable, and monitoring your thoughts. Just felt fired up, wanted to share it with you today. And I hope this served you well. As I close here, I just want to wrap up with four ways that you can change your thinking. Number one, first of all, you have to just be aware of what you're thinking about. Be aware of what you're thinking about. Think about what you're thinking about. Number two, asking yourself, is this true or is it your truth? Or another way of saying that would be, is this true or is this my story? Am I MSUing, making stuff up? And if it doesn't serve you, replace it. Get rid of the bad and replace it with the good. Instead of I'm a failure, replace it with I'm trying and I'm getting better every time. Or replace it with every successful person has failed. Get up and keep going. Whatever that looks like. And then the last thing is just to keep doing it. It's a process. You're kind of rewiring your brain. And so you do those things over and over again. Be aware of what you're thinking about, asking if it's true or if it's just your story, replacing the bad, the negative with the good, and then keep on keeping on. All right. Thanks for listening today. Hey, there's two ways you can support this podcast, and it would mean everything if you would subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and also if you would share it. If you can share it with a friend, if there's something that you know that would resonate with someone that you know that is interested in personal growth, it would mean so much if you would pass this on. I believe together we can make a big difference in this world and help other people live their big life. So until next time, thanks again so much for listening. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day. Take action, live big, and stay dialed in.